between the noise of ongoing construction from those putting together a new bridge and the volunteers who will be filling up sandbags to line along the Illinois River, it'll be a little noisier than usual in Maridosa this week. We drove along roads that ran parallel to the river to see what it looks like for homes that aren't protected by the levee system. With the river at 24.5 feet as of this morning, you can see the water starting to creep up into the backyards of those homes. But there was a sense from the people we spoke to of calmness and that this has happened before and it'll happen again. That's what Maridosa resident John Petri says.
It ain't bad right now. It probably won't get bad because it's already reached a stand, I think.
Is it just part of living here that you get used to seeing it look like this from time to time?
Yeah. About every other year anymore.
The original plan was this morning for volunteers to start packing up bags of sand, but as of noon today, there's still about a dozen piles sitting in Maridosa's community park untouched. Phil McCarty, Morgan County Emergency Services Director, talks about where and when volunteers will be needed and why it's important.
At this time, we're bagging sand in preparation for the future rise of the river. Right now, it's pretty stable, but we want to have some sandbags on hand in case something changes with the precipitation that could be coming in the next week, 2 weeks. Every little bit of help makes a difference. Everybody pitching in makes a big difference when it's all said and done.
And basically just kind of going, putting them on top of the levees or...
We're going to stage them right here at the park. And so then we'll move them accordingly when the river rises, when we need them the most.
And of course, we'll continue to monitor the situation, see if any future storms make a change in the expected crest of the Illinois River. For WLDSWEAI News, I'm Jim McCabe.